Thanks for joining us on The Exchange today. The chance that your local newspaper leads with a national news story has gotten slimmer over time. So, for that matter, has the chance of you having a local newspaper. It's been a rough few years, with newspapers going out of business at the rate of 2.5 a week last year. That's a rise from the year before. That's why the national news is generally not the big headline in the local paper, because it's spending its energy covering local news. We have two examples with us today. In the Willamette Valley, it's The Chronicle, covering Springfield, Cresswell, Pleasant Hill, and Cottage Grove. In the Rogue Valley, it's Ashland.news, and the name gives you its focus. Noel Nash is the owner and publisher of The Chronicle. Noel, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
It's great to be here, Jeff. Thank you.
Good to have you. Bert Ettling is with us once again as well, the editor of Ashland.news and formerly the editor of the Ashland Tidings, the Daily Tidings. Bert Ettling, welcome back to The Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
So we know your story well, Bert. You were the editor at the Daily Tidings when the owner closed it down and got to be the first editor of the entity that, in a sense, replaced it. How does the digital-first landscape differ from when you worked with a print-first publication?
Well, when you say all the news that fits, there's quite a bit of news you can fit on the internet. So mm-hmm. we're still looking for that. Some people say digital first. It's for us currently anyway. It's digital only, and so we're posting nearly every day and around the clock. So there's less of a deadline-driven feed the print beast mentality. So I think that's good for the reader. I mean, they get timely updates, and it keeps us busy.
No doubt. We'll get into the staffing and all that in a bit. Noel, I want to talk to you about The Chronicle, because you established a nonprofit just last year, but The Chronicle itself is a whole lot older. Give the history.
Sure. The Chronicle goes back to 1909. There was a period of about 15 years where it didn't publish in the 50s and early 60s. But we claim that heritage back in 1909. It was the Cresswell Chronicle when I bought it in February of 2019. We renamed it to The Chronicle and expanded our coverage area to Springfield, Cottage Grove, and Pleasant Hill in addition to Cresswell, because all of those communities were not being served by any media. They had no significant coverage of their daily lives or important issues in their communities. And there's about 90,000 people in those communities combined, just outside of Eugene, within 20 minutes of Eugene. So we saw an opportunity there to try to serve the folks in those communities in a way that could hopefully edify and uplift the communities, as well as do the news reporting.
Well, I have to ask if there's a further opportunity here, given what has happened with the Register Guard in Eugene in recent years, where it's essentially become a ghost paper run out of an office in Salem.
That's true, and we can't get a new subscriber or advertiser without them mentioning how heartbroken they are over the state of the Register Guard. Mm-hmm. Truly a beloved paper in this community, but similar, what's happened is, we know, all over the country in many communities, as large corporate entities and venture capitalists have continued to sort of buy up the news media. So it's an opportunity for us. We're not trying to cover Eugene. They do have the Register Guard, and they've got a weekly newspaper there focused on alternative coverage. And they've got the college newspaper that's produced, and they've got radio stations and TV stations. We're trying to cover people that have no other coverage of their life, their government, their community, their kids, their businesses. We feel like there's a wide open sort of blue sky in these communities in terms of covering them.
So in trying to establish that space, I wonder if you're working against or trying to do what is also being done by the people basically talking to each other on social media.
There's some of that, no doubt. But we're much more than a what's going on in Springfield Facebook page, right? We bring journalistic ethics and process to what we do and what we comment on and what we report on. We don't let people take shots from the weeds. There's no danger that an offensive ad is going to pop up next to your content. So we are in the social media space as a way to promote our content and our brand, but we're a very different product in print, online, and how we represent on social media.
Noel Nash is the owner and publisher of The Chronicle, serving Springfield, Pleasant Hill, Cottage Grove, and Cresswell. Bert Etling is the editor of Ashland.News. You got comments or questions for our guests about how they cover local news or what you'd like to see, send an email along to jx@jeffnet.org. Noel, you still have a print edition, yes?
We do. We publish every Thursday, and our mindset is that we want to serve readers, and however they want to consume that content, we want to make it available to them. And so there are people that enjoy the paper. There are people that obviously follow us online and on social media. We do video and audio on digital. So we try to meet everybody where they're at in terms of how they like to consume content.
Bert Etling, there you mentioned you're at the moment digital only. There had been some talk about a print edition for Ashland.News. Is that still something being discussed?
That was, at that point, that was in cooperation with the Rogue Valley Times, and they're kind of regrouping, retrenching at the moment, and that's not high on their priority list. The idea is, in this era of shrinking media resources, we don't want to double up. I mean, the traditional model is to be a competitive outfit, and you'll see two or more reporters in an event. The idea was to complement, not compete. So we would prefer to provide Ashland content for an Ashland print edition, and they would provide the print and advertising expertise. So, but that's on the certainly on the back burner for them. Mm-hmm. We're contemplating and doing a print edition for one, as Noel says, to reach people who might not want to be consuming online, to accessing the news and information online. So we're hoping to do a total market mailer, a mass mailer in the fall, winter, as part of our year-end fund drive, but also to get the word out and make people aware of Ashland News.
Well, you mentioned a fund drive. There's something of a public radio model going on there, and I wonder if the issue of how many people read you is not as important as how many people support you.
It's absolutely, and we reference that all the time, the public radio model, and we need sustaining support, people doing the monthly donation, but it's still, as far as the revenue mix, the vast majority is donors, not sponsors. It's largely taken the place of the subscriber, the advertiser base, which was always 78% of the print media's ad revenue overall was 3/4 advertising. And the two places that I've worked for with the Applegator and now Ashland News that are nonprofit organizations that publish news have, the vast majority of the support is donor support. And mixed in with that, some sponsor support, maybe a quarter, maybe a third, and then also a little slice of grant funding, hopefully, to round out the revenue.
And how have the projections for support compared with the expectations?
The expectations, we didn't really know. So I don't know how firm our expectations were, but I can say they've been exceeded. We've been gratified by the community response. I know we're filling a community need because people tell us all the time. We marched with a little contingent of Ashland News staff and board and just supporters in the 4th of July parade. And we're walking down and people are going, thank you for doing what you're doing. And we love Ashland News. So that was great. And plus some people didn't recognize us at all. So that's good too, because now they know about Ashland News.
We were talking about.
We have the broader the base, the better the foundation. And we've got over 1,000 donors in a year. So that's good. We hope to improve on that, but we think it's a great start.
We're talking about newspaper success and going hyper-local with Bert Etling, the editor of Ashland.News, and Noel Nash, the owner and publisher of The Chronicle, which serves Springfield, Cresswell, Pleasant Hill, and Cottage Grove. We have a couple of emails here. You can send more to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Noel, you mentioned potentially 90,000 people in the towns you serve, but are you getting as much of that audience as you'd like so far?
Well, no, but I see that as an opportunity, right? There's a lot of outreach to do and a lot of brand recognition. You know, I bought the paper shortly before COVID, and so it really feels like in many ways we're only just now starting to implement and get the traction that we had hoped to have gotten, you know, 4 years ago. So we're seeing growth. In fact, our fastest growing area is Eugene, an area that we very specifically do not cover. And what it reaffirms of how all these communities are connected, right? So many people that live in the communities that I cover work in Eugene every day or have family members. People who live in Eugene have family members in these communities. And so what we are seeing is real interest in our paper and our surrounding communities from people who live in Eugene, even though we don't cover Eugene. So we feel like there's a lot of opportunity for growth, particularly now that we can sort of get out away from COVID and engage with people and look people in the eye and talk to them about our mission and what we can do to serve the community.
I have a question here for you, Noel, from John in Eugene, who says, when it makes an error in reporting, my experience is that the Chronicle will not update its website. To my mind, this ability to keep the record clear but indicate a correction is one of the great advantages of the web, and I continue to be perplexed by the Chronicle's policy. Is that the policy?
It is not the policy, and I wish John would let us know if there's a correction that needs to be made online. Obviously, we do correct errors when we're aware of them, and we also print the correction in the paper. We feel that's another thing that differentiates credible journalism from social media coverage and things of that nature. So that is not our policy. Our policy is to make corrections and clarifications as necessary.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. Paul on Sterling Creek also emailed to say, as a longtime newspaper reader and largely retired print journalist, I appreciate what your guests are doing to keep the Fourth Estate alive. Thanks for that, Paul. And Bert, you talk about the journalists you have working for you. You mentioned no deadlines. It sounds like this could be a 24-hour day potentially. So what is your staffing and what kinds of hours?
We're fortunate to have a pretty good newsroom. I mean, you mentioned that Eugene has a ghost newsroom with the old Register Guard. We've currently got an editorial staff of over four, approaching five, and that, which just amazes me. We have on the core group is myself and two reporters, Holly Dillamuth and Morgan Rothborn. But we also are blessed this summer with a Snowden intern, which is a prestigious program out of the University of Oregon. And we have a full-time Snowden intern, Emma Koch, for 10 weeks this summer. And we also are spring SOU intern, who is part-time. Cameron Alto is also still with us. And then the permanent staff members also include a web editor who is a part-time, Ryan File, former Mail Tribune mm-hmm. web editor, and Bob Palermini, who is a volunteer photographer, former LA Times, longtime LA Times employee. And so Bob, they all do a great job, actually. And so we've got a good staffing, and they keep their editor busy.
Okay. Noel, how many people at the Chronicle?
We currently have four full-timers and probably about a dozen part-time slash correspondents contributing to the paper. I was very, very fortunate that when I purchased the paper, I inherited the editor, the executive editor, Erin Tierney Hagenstaller. She's remarkable. We also have a Snowden intern this year, a couple of interns from the University of Oregon. So that's been a big help to us as that program, too, emerges from COVID, and there are students present and available to help. We have a full-time news reporter, a full-time sports reporter, and myself. So those are four full-timers. That's what our staff looks like now.
Okay, final question, because we're almost out of time here, Noel. The trend seems to be that people get all locked up in national news, particularly national political news, and can scream at their radios and TV sets and that sort of thing. I mean, how do you convince people once again that the stories about the sewage treatment plant replacement and local parades are probably more important to them ultimately?
Yeah, that's exactly the case. It's going out to various events and talking to people in the community and making that case over and over. I'm working on a column now to do that. I mean, what I think makes the business model for us is that we have unique and differentiating content. You can't find it anywhere else. You haven't heard it anywhere else. And to me, that's the great value. And people pay for this content in print. They pay for it online. And to me, that attracts advertisers. They knew they got a dedicated audience around this unique content.
All right.
So that business model is working for us.
And dedicated producers as well. Noel Nash is the owner and publisher of The Chronicle, based in Cresswell, Springfield, Pleasant Hill, Cottage Grove. Thanks so much, Noel.
Thank you.
And Bert Ettling at Ashland News. Always good to have you on The Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You bet. This is The Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back.